Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our volume 2025, episode number 32. We have some very special guests with us tonight. Matthew Rose is joining us from the Michigan Music Awards, and Brad Stewart, one of our all-time favorites, is here as well. Fired up about that, I am your host, C. Willie, and I'm joined again this week by the wonderful and talented
Butter Pete.
She is there. Hasn't kicked me out yet, guys. Don't know what I'm doing, but apparently it's the right thing. Pretty happy about that. Matthew, let's start this with you. You kind of brought back what was the Detroit Music Awards and made it a little bigger and a little better, and brought us the Michigan Music Awards, held last spring in Royal Oak, fantastic show, and brought a ton of Michigan musicians together for what was just an absolutely wonderful program. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, no. Thank you guys for being a part of that. I mean, really, everybody that was there, they're the reason that I wanted to do it. And without all of the great musicians in the state of Michigan, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to pull any of it off. So really, the praise all belongs to every one of you guys out in the music world, not me. I just kind of facilitated the whole thing. So I'm pretty blessed to be able to do that.
Well, and I think one of the best things of the show, it wasn't dedicated to a single genre. You had folks representing virtually everything we do in the music industry. And really the talent showed up. The folks were there. And we got to know a number of artists as a result. And I know a number of folks started some collaborations as a result of what went on in there. How'd you pull that off?
To be completely honest, I'm still wondering that myself. it all just kind of, looking back, it was just a whirlwind. It all happened in a matter of months, you know, and putting everything together was just crazy. But I was blessed to have the right people in the right place at the right time. And I mean, you know, you guys were there. Thank you again so much for being there. It meant a lot to me to have you guys there. And it was great. I was really proud to see how it all turned out. It was a lot better than I expected. We had a great turnout of people. A lot of artists came out, whether they were nominated or not. They came out to show support for the people who were nominated. And it was just all around a great night. You know, I'm hoping that we can do it bigger and better this year. I've had more time to you know, really prepare this year. So hopefully we'll see some differences this time around.
Have you got a date selected yet, Matthew?
Actually, not yet. We've got a couple things lined up as far as the venue goes. So there possibly will be a venue change this year. So we're just working on that before we settle any dates down. But we're looking roughly around the same time as last year. I'm going to say late March, mid to late March.
Do you think that this coming year, do you think there'll be any new changes or maybe new categories that people might be looking for?
Honestly, so last year we actually had to cut a couple categories out because we didn't have nominations for them. So I'm hoping that with people seeing the different types of artists that we've done features on throughout the year on our social media pages and whatnot, I'm hoping that'll kind of bring some attention to, hey, we're not just looking for country artists or rock artists or whatever. We want everybody across the board. We need more blues, jazz and gospel and theater type music and, you know, all that stuff, polka and all that, you know. So I'm hoping that with that we will have some new genres. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. I mean, we'll obviously have some of the same stuff we had last year as far as the genres are concerned. Still doing some stuff like, you know, the studio of the year and engineer of the year and things like that. But there are going to be a couple of surprises, I'm sure, along the way. We'll just have to, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm just saying we'll have to see, you know, what comes in from people. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some new stuff that'll, you know, make it a little more exciting. So we'll see.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you're facing in making this happen again?
To be completely honest, like I had big plans for the whole year, and a lot of those plans just, we weren't financially in a place to make a lot of those things happen. You know, it's not cheap to put together an award show. It's not cheap to put together, you know, a songwriter showcase or to do a workshop with somebody. You know, all of these things do take money and they take time, and they take other people's time too. So it really boiled down to a financial type of thing where, you know, we just didn't have the finances to do a lot of the things we did. So I'm hoping that over the next couple of months, you know, we can kind of generate a little bit more and see what we can do about really getting more people involved. That's really the bottom line, is the more the people can get involved, I mean, the better it is all the way around. The bigger the community grows and the whole nine yards, really. So,
well, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be in objection if somebody wanted to come back and say, hey, Matthew, we'd like to be your title sponsor for this program. And, you know, a Guitar Center or Elderly Instruments or Sweetwater, if you guys are listening, might be a great opportunity. Is that something that you would entertain?
I mean, I'm not going to turn anybody away. I would sit down and talk with anybody. I'm not in the business of taking advantage of anybody either.
Well, like, of course.
Just let's get in a room. Let's talk and let's see what that looks like for everybody. And I would love to have some big sponsors like that come through. That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic.
Well, and I can say from personal experience, because we've been working together on this for a little bit as well, that there is not a more genuine and honest person in the room than Matthew Rose. So
I appreciate that. We
fully endorse whatever can be done for this. And I truly hope there's somebody out there listening that sees the value of this, sees the value of getting themselves in front of the best that Michigan has to offer as far as its musicians and its artists are concerned, and understands, hey, that check's going to go a long way.
Absolutely. And I will say too, as far as, you know, you saying that it'll get you in front of some of the biggest and best that this state has to offer. I mean, like this guy right here. I mean, you know,
exactly.
let's not forget about this guy in the room.
Well, he is indeed a fellow alum of the Michigan Music Awards. Yeah. That's Brad Stewart sitting there in the background. And Brad, you've got a ton of things going on right now, man. You've been busy.
It's been a busy year, but I just want to say how awesome the Michigan Music Awards has been. Before when you started, you were talking about the collaboration piece of this. And I've had more than one, people reaching out, being like, would you like to write together? And so I've been doing a lot of co-writing just through those relationships that go back to March, and we've been having a blast. So I think that's the thing, is there's so many talented writers, so many talented musicians that, you know, I do a lot of work in Nashville. I love Nashville. It's a great town, but like Detroit and not just Detroit, the whole state of Michigan has really talented people that should be highlighted, and we should be doing better at being collaborative. And so my favorite part of the whole, you know, MMA's thing has really been the collaboration piece and being able to connect with great people. So
I think that's the beauty of the independent musician. And I think that's the beauty of what we've got going on here. And Southeast Michigan, from here in Flint to Detroit, there is more talent here than people realize. There is absolutely just some amazing talent. And I see exactly what you're saying, Brad. It's not a us versus them or I'm better than you are. It's a, hey, what could we do together to make this even better?
that's what's going to put us, in my opinion, on the national and global scale, yeah. you know, in the scene again, is if we start coming together
yeah.
and lifting one another up. You know, when I was first coming up in the business, we had, I came up in the rock and roll world before I got old and fat, but all of us that get old and fat, we go country. So, but back in those days, there were several bands that we were supporting one another. And it was like, let me introduce you to our fan base and vice versa.
Yeah.
And we mm-hmm. started to climb together and it was a lot of fun. So what I would love to see the Michigan community do is take a real run at going back. At one point in time, we had the reputation of having the best music in the world.
Yes.
I still think that some of the best musicians in the world are still here. You know, we just commute back and forth to Nashville a lot. So,
that's true.
But we have a great community. And if we can continue to be more collaborative through things like this, I think we can go back and be back on the national scene again and be a dot on the Mac back on the global scene again. And I love too, like, I know that this year, every startup has its bumps in the roads, but you know, when Matt, before the awards, when Matt was first pitching the idea to me, the thing that I honed in on were the ancillary events that were happening that he had the vision for
yeah.
between the awards. Like, all right. So celebrating one another's music is great. You know, I love that Jackie cleaned up because I love Jackie and I love her music. And I think she absolutely had a killer year and deserved to clean up. You know, I love Olivia Van Gore. I love everybody that, you know, was, you know, Jeff Scott, Songwriter
yeah.
of the Year.
Yeah.
Of course he's Songwriter of the Year.
Yes.
Because he's one of the best writers to yes. ever come out of the state.
Absolutely. No question. So,
you know, and the performers like Al Carmichael and, I mean, it was all great. So to talk about those and the other events that are happening, pushing to have happen, is just going to bring us more together. I love yeah. the idea of musicians meeting engineers and us being able to get into studios with them. And I love songwriter to songwriter. And,
yeah.
you know, as a songwriter, yeah. I'm looking for hired guns all the time to get on records and stuff. So
no
just to bring the whole community together is awesome. So,
and like to kind of piggyback off that a little bit, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who are songwriters, strictly songwriters, who don't necessarily have the voice in their own mind yeah. to sing, mm-hmm. don't have the instrumental talent or studio sure. abilities to do mm-hmm. this on their own.
You don't got to put me on blast here.
Sorry. So they come to me, aka Brad comes to me looking for, you know, those connections and
yeah.
and I, yeah. you know, do the best I can to get them in with the right people. But like he said, if when we can do these other events and have these other things happening,
yeah.
it'll make that already small world start to close in and be that much smaller and everybody grows at that point.
Yeah.
It's our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Brad, we've got queued up. The first song for the program tonight is I'll Fly Away.
Now, yeah.
And great not game. Only do I love the song and your interpretation of the song, but you've got a very special guest
as
part of this. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, my daughter's on the song, my oldest daughter, Riley, and, this whole thing really started. So from 2 years old on, she would come out on the road with me. There was a point where she had to go to school. Otherwise, CPS would get involved. So it went from out on the road all the time with me to just, you know, the vacation, school vacations, summer vacations. And usually we'd give her like a week during the school year where she could get sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
but you know, she's a road dog and she was about 7 or 8 years old. I had her out for festival season, and I love that Albert Brumley song. And so I've never recorded a cover. It's the only cover I've ever recorded, ever. So, but when I was doing it as my closer, and it's just a toe tapper, and I look over at the side of the stage early in the festival season, and she's singing along, right? And then I start being like, come on out, just, it's the last song. We've already done our thing. Just come on. Sure. So she grabs the mic, and then we're about into August. And I go, she's really good at this song. Like, it's so, I knew I wanted to capture it. She's getting older. She still had this little girl voice, but I'm starting to hear, you know, more and more kind of grown up to her. And I go, if I don't get this on tape, I will regret this the rest of my life because she's so pure right now. And so I took her down to Nashville and, you know, I don't, good dad, bad dad, I don't know, but I, I took her into a booth with Randy Kors running the console. And I said, look, you're going to talk to the engineer. I'm here, but you're going to deal directly with him. And she took three passes through the song, and Randy looks at me and goes, that was unbelievable. We're good. We got it. So
there you go.
It's pretty great.
All right. There's the backstory. Let's enjoy this one. This is I'll Fly Away. Daddy and his little girl.
That's right.
That's Brad Stewart's I'll Fly Away. So I measure songs by goosebumps. And there's significant goosebumps when she comes in there. That is just phenomenal.
Every single time. I've heard her do that song I don't know how many times now. And every single time. And it's funny, too, because I've listened to it so much. My son is the same age as his daughter. And my son now sings that song, and when Riley's part comes on, he's in tears. He's so into it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's what music does, guys.
It was a lot of fun, and there were some Detroit greats. I mean, Nashville greats there too. I think that's what was so fun is here she is. She's getting into a vocal booth, and she's playing with like Brent Mason, James Mitchell, Randy Kors, Will Houchins, Aubrey Haney, who's George Jones' fiddle player, gave her a fiddle. You know what I mean? Like Scott Vestal, these guys all played on the Dolly records and everything else. And here
and
she
is. This is a Tuesday for her.
Yeah, I know. This yeah. is just like, yeah, no big deal. I'm like, you got have this. No idea where you're at right now. So,
oh, Dad, I got this.
She's shooting the wrappers off of straws at Randy Kors. I go, there are no other 8-year-olds that are doing this. So
oh, that is absolutely
it,
awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely and, awesome.
You know, she's turning into a little songwriter.
Yeah.
Because I've been having her come out on the road, of course, to do that song with me. And being in, you know, rotation at the Bluebird, she goes, Dad, can I play the Bluebird? And there's a lot of things that I love to give the opportunity for. That is not one of them.
That's earned.
That's yeah. something that you earn. And
yeah.
I'm like, it's got to mean something to you when you hit that stage. It's got to be because you wrote something that's Bluebird worthy. And so she goes, well, I want to write a song then. And I said, all right, let's start writing. So we've been writing. And we just wrote a song that is, I mean, I'm not saying this boastfully. It's really like she made it special. It is a very special song.
Aww.
And she's making her debut at the Bluebird in October.
All right.
Yeah. At 10 years old.
What day in October?
October 19th. Oh, October man. 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is
I want videos.
Yeah.
Yes. We need to report on this.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Hey, congratulations. So, that is absolutely awesome.
Thanks. It's been a lot of fun.
All righty. Hey, guys, let's take a quick little break. We're going to come right back with Matthew Rose from the Michigan Music Awards and Brad Stewart.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Matthew Rose from MMA, the Michigan Music Awards, and Brad Stewart, who just shared a wonderful story about the song we just heard. There are more coming, though, Brad, and you know, we talked about how busy you've been. You're about to embark on another European tour. I know last year's was wildly successful. You got to be excited about what's about to happen here in what, the next several days.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking before we were getting on here, it seems that right around Europe time is when we get on and do one of these. So
it tends to be.
Yeah, I had just gotten back from Europe on the last time we did one, and so we're headed over. I fly out on the 24th and. I'm touring with Brian Allison, who's a great Nashville writer. And, I brought him up here to Michigan a couple times. Phenomenal, phenomenal writer. We write together, along with, another one of our friends, Natalie Brook. And so, anyway, Brian's going with me and, we're doing dates with James Otto and, which we're really excited about. And last year we did 9 shows, and this year we're doing 17. It's growing, and we're doing 9 countries. I'm really excited about it. You know, God's been really good to us this last year, and I'm blessed, man. We're having a great time.
Well, and we're pretty excited too, because we've got a little something that I guess we're announcing for the first time here on this program tonight, but you're going to be interacting with or have the opportunity to interact with someone who we've just become acquainted with. The Late Show with Stephen Mack is a radio show very similar to what we're doing here with Vehicle City Sound. It's presented on the Bounce Digital Radio Network. Stephen is in a small town just outside of Belfast, Ireland. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be coming down to meet you when you're in Dublin towards the end of August. It's the 23rd, 24th, 24th, 25th, somewhere in there. You're going to be in Dublin, and he's coming out there to see you. So we're fired up about that interaction and anxious to hear stories, because we've known Stephen for a short while here, but he sounds like a fun guy, and I'm expecting there's going to be some interesting stories there.
I'm so excited. I appreciate you connecting us. This is what I'm talking about. This collaborative thing, like, I love turning people on to your show and, you know, vice versa. To have you guys consider me to, you know, to share some of my stuff while we're over there, it means the world to me. And I'm very grateful. So,
well, this is what good music does. Hey, tell us, we got another one queued up for you here. It Goes By. Oh, yeah. Tell us a little bit about this song. We love this one.
This is the first real country song that I wrote. My grandma had just passed away. It's a special song to me. My grandma had just passed away, and I had this. I just deal with loss or any kind of thing. I just deal with it through music, you know. Mm-hmm. This song is a true story about a conversation I had on the living room floor with my grandfather while we were going through photos for the funeral. And my grandma and my grandpa, they were together for 63 and a half years. Wow. And so, you know, he starts telling me the story about growing up in New York during the Great Depression, you know, 1930s. And then as he was growing up, he went into the service in at age 17. He served in the Atlantic and the Pacific, saw combat in both theaters of war, and came back, ran off to, he was trying to go to California, but he ran out of money in Pittsburgh. And so, he meets my grandmother at a deli. She's serving sandwiches at a deli on his first day on the job, and just fell for her. And then they end up, you know, her dad doesn't like my grandfather, so they get eloped and run to Detroit. And, you know, just there to go through that story.
Yeah.
On his living room floor. And he looks at me dead stick in the eye and he goes, "Look, man, you want what I have in life? You got to fear the Lord, love your wife, and take in every moment because it goes by." And I would go, "Oh my gosh, that's a chorus. Like, there I could is. Turn that into a song." And then the best part is, so recording, I started doing the song, you know, putting it on tape and everything, the demos at least. And my wife goes, I go, "This is a country song. I don't even know what to do with it. You know, I'm coming out of the rock and roll world." And she goes, "You need to get grandpa to record on that." And it was like, I go, "He'll never do it, but I'll ask him." And I asked him and he goes, "All right, let's do it." And so the third verse is his voice. And he, I think he cut it when he was 91. He died shortly after. So it's one of the most prized possessions that I have is his voice on tape. So special song for me.
That's amazing. That's why we love doing this. It's that's why we love getting the backstory on this.
And your goosebump radar is just
It's gone way up. Hey, let's get this one to listen. Brad Stewart's "It Goes By."
Photo album spread out on the floor in this old house, and my grandfather sits here, son, to tell you all about. It was a different time with a widowed mom in New York in 35. At 17, they shipped me off to see the war so I could fight.
53 years now, is what the Lord gave me with her. With a rose, I said goodbye to that woman I adore. And I know a day is coming when we'll dance up in the sky. But for now, I'll keep on living in the memories gone by.
It's a long, hard ride, and the years, those years, they fly by. Yeah. Fear the Lord, love your wife, take it every moment in this life. As it goes by, as it goes.
Grab a tissue.
Well, get another one for me too, please.
Yeah.
It goes by. That's Brad Stewart's amazing song. Amazing song, Brad. That's really something. And so I've got, folks don't see this, but I've got a little clock that's running and I see how many seconds there are until the song is done. And I just looked at it and said, okay, I got 13 seconds to collect myself before I've got to talk here. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like I've seen him perform that song a couple of times, and it doesn't matter who you are in the audience, everybody can connect with that song.
Yeah.
And it'll get you every time. And then outside of hearing the story, and it's a great love story that, like I said, everybody can connect with in some way. And then you hear your grandfather's voice, dude.
That just puts
it over the top, you know?
Yeah, that really does. It's just amazing, Brad. Thank you for putting that together, buddy.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. It means the world to me.
Hey, we've got one more to play, but before we get there, Matt, talk to us a little bit more. If somebody wants to get involved with the Michigan Music Awards, if somebody wants to contribute, somebody wants to become a member with the group, where do they find you, and how can we make this happen? How can
just
we
make the check out to BRA? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't do that. He's doing fine on it. Remember, he's going to Europe, so he doesn't need any help.
Yes.
Okay, I've never been to Europe, but anyways, that's beside the point. No, really, like to get involved, it is really quite simple. Anybody can go to our website. It is MichiganMusicAwards.com. We've put a donation page on there. You can go in, and there's no obligation. You can donate $1, donate $1,000, whatever you want. It really, you can donate as much as you want or as little as you want. It doesn't matter. In order to become a member, we have a page for that as well. There is a small application you just fill out. We do a small vetting process because we want our members to be involved in the music community or have been involved in the music community. Because when it comes to events and especially when it comes to the voting of the award show itself, we want it to be a peer-to-peer kind of thing where, you know, you're getting judged by people of the same ilk that know what you're doing and know what goes into it and all of that. Not just some guy like me that goes, oh, I like you better. So, I don't like Brad's hat today, so he doesn't get a vote. You know? So we want to avoid all of that. So that's why we do a small vetting process, and it's not anything crazy or anything like that. But so people can go to the website. They can contact us via email at MichiganMusicAwards@gmail.com. If they have any questions or can't, for whatever reason, figure out the website or anything like that, we can send them a link. It's not a problem. They can even contact me directly if they want to. My phone number is on the website and on our Facebook and all of that stuff. Any way you need to get a hold of me, you can pretty much get a hold of me or somebody here at the Michigan Music Awards.
What you're doing is good for the industry. It's great for the industry in Michigan. And as Brad attested to earlier, it's getting performers together with each other, folks that have something that each other can use. And we're building an amazing Michigan music community, and this is bringing it back to where it was back in the days of Motown and putting us back on the map and doing what we all know we can do.
Absolutely. And that's the other side of this is, like he had said, I mean, you said it better than I could have said it myself, to be honest. I would love to bring Michigan as a whole back to the glory days, you know, and not have everybody say, okay, well, I've done my dirt, so to speak, here in Michigan. Now I'm going to go to L.A. or Nashville. Yeah. No, again, nothing wrong with any of those places at all. But if you're from here and you're born and raised here, stick around. You know, let's make, not to steal something from the president, but let's make Michigan great again.
There
okay,
you go.
Let's make Michigan great again.
Make the Michigan music scene great
yeah,
again.
There you go.
Breaking news.
Right.
Trump, that's too many letters for the hat.
Listen, Trump did not endorse this at all. Okay, he did not. He did not.
All right. Hey, Brad, we've got one more queued up for you. This is called Throwback. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is awesome. I love this song.
This is look, it's the dumbest song I ever wrote.
No.
But it's the song that landed me the Bluebird. You know, when I went to go try out, I'm in a room full of 90, you know, songwriters. Many of them have number ones. They came out and they just said, we're only taking 3 people. And I'm like, I don't have a shot at this. And all these people are playing their, you know, songs that are ballads about the girl that got away, you know? And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to play something stupid. So that way my feelings aren't hurt when they don't pick me. And so
that backfired.
And it landed me one of those 3 spots, believe it or not. So
the
whole thing was, I grew up in the 90s, and no offense to anybody out there, I think the 90s was the best time to be a kid. You know, we came up during a time where you could still go throw a stick at your friend outside and it was fine. But we also saw, you know, Windows 95 and the invention of the internet. So, I ruined so many of my parents' computers on Napster and LimeWire and downloading all kinds of stupid stuff. So I was, you know, being a product of the 90s, Topanga was my biggest crush. I mean, of course, why not? So it was a great time. So all really was is the weirdest thing. I don't know what I was dreaming. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the whole song, shot out of bed, wrote it down 15 minutes. My wife came running into the room. She thought someone had broken into the house. And she comes into the room and I'm like, hold on, don't talk. I got this. And I just, I wrote it down as quick as I can. And then I went back to bed and I was just like, that's so dumb. And I sent it off to Randy and he started dying laughing at the song. And he's like, we got to cut this. And so during the recording process, you'll hear in the recording, there's all these little things that are thrown in, whether it's a Saved by the Bell-esque lick, not a copyright infringement, but close enough.
Real close.
Or the, you know, the little Tamagotchi sounds, all that stuff.
The
end is my favorite part.
Yeah, the end is my favorite as well. I love the AOL coming in there. Yeah. That's perfect.
So that's all it is, man. It's a really fun, lighthearted 90s boy falling in love with a 90s girl in the most 90s way ever. So
there you go. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Brad Stewart's Throwbacks.
Come set out on the Oregon Trail with me. We can raise a little Tamagotchi family. And I'll burn for us a Napster mix CD. And we'll do our best to never die from dysentery. We'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All starts fresh from Master Lounge at speed of AOL. JC Carmen, San Diego, Twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. You could be my sweet Topanga, dear. No Feeny doesn't stand a chance to find us way out here. And just like Hootie, come and hold my hand. Cause I love you till this light burns out inside my lava lamp. Cause we'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All stars fresh from Master Lounge at speed of AOL. Jason Carmen, San Diego, Twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. And if we never let the dogs out, we find us home alone. Let's just hit the road. We'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All stars fresh from Master Lounge at speed of AOL. Chasey Carmen, San Diego, Twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. We're throwbacks.
There it is. There it is.
There it is. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's the sound we all waited for. You knew when you heard that last little buzz there. Okay, we're in.
Yeah. When I first heard it, that wasn't my idea. That was a Randy idea. And he sent it back to me and I died. I said, dude, you just gave me PTSD.
I was just going to say, first time I heard it, I got PTSD from that, for real. Oh, man.
You're going to make me get on there and ask Jeeves something.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for tonight. This has been fantastic.
No, thank you, guys. I've had a blast, man. I always love coming out and talking to you guys. So,
yeah.
Hey, Matthew, tell us again, if folks want to get involved with Michigan Music Awards, where do they go?
Again, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram or our website at MichiganMusicAwards.com. Or you can email us at MichiganMusicAwards@gmail.com.
So, fantastic. Yeah. And Brad, best of luck with the upcoming tour. We want report when you get back. How are folks finding you?
Oh, you know, all roads kind of lead through bradstewart.com, S-T-U-A-R-T. And
you can find him at Michigan Music Awards.
That's right. There you go. Listen, thank you guys for all you're doing to keep us little guys on the map. And
seriously.
You guys are truly
a blessing.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, and I'm not going to speak for Brad, but I know, like, for me personally, like, you know, I couldn't even do what I do without the support you guys give. So thank you so much. Thank you from everybody at the Michigan Music Awards for being a valued member of our organization. We appreciate you so much.
Well, we appreciate that. And it's truly an honor for us to be a part of this. It really is.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Quarter Peep, who we have coming up next?
Yes, so we have Fenwick and the Futures.
We're looking forward to that. It's going to be an interesting mix of music. They are a lot of fun. We're having a great time talking with them. We had a great time tonight with our good friends Matthew Rose from the Michigan Music Awards and Brad Stewart, world traveler. And very, very honored to have them with us. Hey, folks, we appreciate all of the support that you've given us. We're overwhelmed. If you know more Brad Stewarts that you want us to talk to, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're up to, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. Again, thank you for everything you guys have done for us, the support, the love. We appreciate it. And hey, everybody, be good.